Fieldians Athletic Association wasted no time achieving their goal of 1 million touches in the Dribble Up app with a smart soccer ball to launch their new at-home training program and completing it in just 2 weeks. David Webb is the director of the Fieldians Athletic Association. He joins the VOCM Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me back.
And thanks for joining us again. Explain to our listeners what the Dribble Up app and a smart soccer ball is, how this program works.
Okay, yeah, so I guess originally we were worried that due to the COVID break that some of our players may become a bit disengaged with soccer and with the club. And so the board, which is made up of 12 men and women, came up with a great idea to kind of give every one of our under 7 to under 17 players a dribble up ball. So what that is it looks like a regular soccer ball, but it comes with an app that you download onto a phone or a tablet. The technology in that app allows you to track all the work that you're doing on the ball. So there's various, you know, there's a massive array of skills that you can practice, or you can kind of attend recorded classes or live classes. And so you're kind of doing that. It's on an individual at-home basis, but you're also kind of engaged with everybody else who's kind of doing it in the world as well. So it's, I mean, you know, there was a Fieldians community doing it, but also, you know, there's people with this app all over the world. So you can keep, you can see yourself on the leaderboard against everybody else who's doing it. So,
all right. So the goal was 1 million touches. You smashed that goal in just 2 weeks. What was the final number of touches?
Yeah, so we were delighted with the uptake. So yeah, so 1 million was the goal. We ended up getting in excess of 1.5 million in just 2 weeks. So that was a massive team effort. The kids really kind of stepped up, and we had engagement from all of our groups. And obviously, with anything, you know, you're going to get some groups that kind of do it more than others. And but really, we had the whole club participate, and it was kind of just really nice to come together and engage as a club towards one goal. And so, yeah, so we got 1.5 million, or just over 1.5 million touches.
Wow, that is a lot of touches on a soccer ball. And David, I don't know if you have this kind of information, but what would be like the average number of touches that one athlete might be putting in, let's say, even per day?
Well, it really varied because you've got some groups that I guess this appealed to more than others, and some kids are just more self-motivated than others. So on average, you know, across, you know, the 350 kids, it would probably work out to about 2,000 touches a week per child. But you had, you know, we had some kids that were, we had a number of boys and girls that are in the top 25 in the world. So if you think about, you know, there's tens of thousands of people doing this app, you know, using this app across the world. And every day we had Fieldians in the top 25 in the world. So at times we had 5 or 6 or 7 kids, ranging from, you know, we had some 8-year-olds in the under, you know, in the top 25, and we had some 15-year-olds in the top 25. So it really showed that, you know, this is something that can work for all age groups. So,
were you surprised to see the goal reached so quickly?
Well, we kind of believed in the kids. It's a pretty dedicated group of boys and girls. So we kind of, we were a little bit nervous because it was obviously a pretty lofty challenge. And but we kind of set it so that it would be something they'd really have to strive for. We didn't want something that'd be too easy to obtain. And so we were a little bit relieved that it kind of went so well. But at the same time, I think we did expect, you know, we knew that our kids would kind of, you know, really rise up and kind of achieve that. But I think, you know, a big hand goes to the volunteer coaches and the parents for doing their bit with regards to kind of, one, getting the balls into each of the 350 kids' homes, but then also, I guess, motivating the kids and keeping them engaged throughout those 2 weeks. So it's a big thanks goes to the coaches and to the parents as well.
We're speaking with David Webb, director of the Fieldians Athletic Association. And David, why was it so important to get this app out there, get soccer players of all ages moving and still involved in the game, especially during these lockdown periods?
Yeah, well, we were just concerned that people would kind of become a little bit disengaged with the game, and we just, you know, it's such a big part of all of our lives, whether we're a coach or a director or one of the children, and obviously, you know, as parents, we're just used to our kids going to these activities, so it's just a big hole in our lives. So we just felt like we were kind of missing the engagement with the kids. We felt like the kids would probably be missing the engagement with each other and just kind of doing something with the club. So, you know, It was a good decision by the board, I think, just to re-engage everybody and just kind of do something a little bit different, because we'd been locked down before, obviously last year, and we found it kind of difficult to really engage the kids over Zoom, and it's certainly doable, but it's a lot of effort, and not everyone's kind of comfortable with that, and so I think this is something where it was inclusive. Basically, it didn't matter. No one had to buy the balls. The club looked after it and made sure that everybody got a ball at home, and they could do it in their own environment at their own time. And so we felt like it was something that could work for all of our members.
We are moving into the soccer season. How does the return to play plan look?
It looks great at the minute. I mean, obviously, we were delighted with that Team Sport kind of got started up again so quickly. To be honest, with this initiative, we were expecting not to be returning to the Technoplex in March or April. And so we were delighted to hear that we're kind of back on the field. So obviously now that's our primary programming again, is kind of being back with our training groups and playing again. I guess everybody, like our club, all the other clubs and the NLSA, I'm sure we've all got our fingers crossed that it's going to be a full summer of sport. Obviously, that's going to be contingent on what happens with COVID. But everybody's preparing. Like, we've got in excess of 30 teams ready to go for the summer. So it's kind of kept everybody engaged. Everybody's kind of lined up. We're just getting ready for our registration for the summer here now. And so I think all the clubs are kind of gearing up for a full summer of sport. But we all fully understand that that's contingent on the COVID situation.
David Webb, director of the Fieldians Athletic Association, thanks for this.
Yeah, thanks for your time.